This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation is celebrating Parakram Divas today to mark the birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. This year, the Parakram Divas celebration is being organized for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack, the birthplace of one of India's most indomitable leaders, Netaji, for 3 days from today. Remembering Netaji, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated the country's commitment to become the third largest economy in the world by taking inspiration from Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. In his video message on the 128th birth anniversary of Netaji, the Prime Minister said the countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of developed India.
साथियों, नेताजी ने देश की स्वतंत्रता के लिए आजाद हिंद फौज बनाई. इसमें देश के हर क्षेत्र, हर वर्ग के वीर और वीरांगनाएं शामिल थी. सबकी भाषाएं अलग-अलग थी, लेकिन भावना एक थी. देश की आजादी यही एकजुटता आज विकसित भारत के लिए भी बहुत बड़ी सीख है. तब स्वराज के लिए हमें एक होना था, आज विकसित भारत के लिए हमें एक रहना है.
Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and various leaders have paid tributes to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said there have been no talks with Pakistan on resumption of trade with India. He has clarified that it was Pakistan's administration which made the decisions in 2019 to discontinue trading with India. Speaking to the press in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated India's long-standing concern regarding the most favoured nation status, which India had extended to Pakistan, but Pakistan did not reciprocate. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today held a public meeting in Kirari Assembly constituency and accused the Aam Aadmi Party. He hit out at ruling party in Delhi alleging poor conditions over roads and cleanliness issue in the national capital. The Chief Minister also slammed AAP for the cleanliness of Yamuna River. He also accused AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal for betraying his mentor Anna Hazare. BJP President JP Nadda is also going to address rallies in different parts of the city in favour of party candidates. Uttarakhand CM Pushkar Singh Dhami also held roadshow in Palam area. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal is also going to address 3 rallies during a roadshow in Palam area. Senior AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann claimed that his party does politics of work and expressed confidence that AAP is going to win the election again in the city. Meanwhile, senior party leader Pawan Khera, Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav and other prominent leaders today launched the theme song of the party for the Delhi polls. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a 2-day visit to China starting on Sunday to hold bilateral meeting. It will be meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said the resumption of this bilateral mechanism flows from the agreement at the leadership level to discuss the next steps for India-China relations, including in the political, economic and people-to-people domains. The Election Commission of India organized a 2-day international conference in New Delhi today. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar attended the inaugural session of the conference. Around 30 representatives from 13 election management bodies and international organizations, including the President and CEO of the International Foundation for Electoral Systems and the Secretary General of the Association of World Election Bodies, are participating in the conference. The Indian Army is fully geared to showcase its strength during the 76th Republic Day on the Kartavya Path on 26 January. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Major General Sumit Mehta said the Indian Army will be represented by a mounted column, 8 mechanized columns and 6 marching contingents. And with that, we end this news bulletin.